Now it's time for the Wilner Window, sponsored by Wilner Chemists. WOR Radio's airing of this program constitutes neither an endorsement of the products offered or of the ideas expressed.
Hi, this is Don Goldberg. I just want to remind you that you are listening to a rebroadcast of a program that originally ran on January the 18th, so some of the ads and the sale discounts may no longer be in effect. Thanks and enjoy the program.
Welcome to the Wilner Window, where we'll look at nutritional supplements, herbs, and homeopathy, what they are, what they do, and how to properly use them. The importance of diet and nutrition in preventing disease is supported by an ever-increasing body of scientific evidence. We know that serious disease can be prevented and even treated with nutritional supplements and herbs. Minimum daily requirements are no longer enough. We want a long life and a healthy life. Optimal nutrition and natural therapeutic agents may be the answer. Join Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer as they cut through marketing hype and bias, bringing you factual information on vitamins, herbs, and homeopathic remedies. Don and Arnie are pharmacists and the owners of Wilner Chemists, one of the oldest and largest nutritionally oriented pharmacies in the country. They are also the authors of a highly acclaimed book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. Joining Don and Arnie are co-hosts Dr. Richard Podell, a medical doctor, and Sam Forbes, a certified nutritional consultant. Sit back and open the window, the Wilner Window, and join Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, while they explore the world of vitamins, herbs, and homeopathy.
And welcome to the Wilner Window, everyone. This is Arnie Gitomer, and today I'm joined by my partner and good buddy Don Goldberg.
Thank you, Arnie. Good afternoon, everybody.
And we have our medical co-host present today, the esteemed internist, Dr. Richard Podell.
Well, thank you very much, and welcome, everybody.
And we have someone else joining us in the studio, Dr. Robert Barry. Welcome to the Wilner Window, Dr. Barry.
Oh, thank you, Arnie. Good afternoon, everyone.
Dr. Barry is the Director of Scientific Affairs for Konica Nutrients, and Konica is a Japanese company, and they are one of the leading manufacturers of natural CoQ10 in the world. Actually, they are the leading manufacturer of CoQ10 in the world. I think about 70-75%.
Right, and the only one that manufactures in the U.S.
That's right. They have a nice plant down in Pasadena, Texas, I think. Okay, now, why don't we start, if you just let us know a little bit about, what's CoQ10, and we'll talk about some of the new forms like ubiquinol, and tell us, what CoQ10 is and why it's important.
Okay, sure. Coenzyme Q10 is actually an enzyme cofactor, and it's naturally derived, and it's found in nearly every cell in your body. Every tissue, every organ, in fact, any aerobic organism has coenzyme Q10 because it's absolutely critical for both energy metabolism and in its reduced form, its active electron-rich form. It's a very important, very strong lipophilic antioxidant.
Okay, and that reduced form is called?
Ubiquinol.
Okay.
I might add or just emphasize that, of course, another name for coenzyme Q10 for they're both this, the same molecule. One has two extra electrons. Is ubiquinone, or the new one is ubiquinol. The name's derived from ubiquitous because it literally is in every cell in your body.
Okay, and it's naturally made in our bodies.
That's right. We do biosynthesize it. Initially, they called it vitamin Q because they thought it was a vitamin, and we only were able to absorb it through our diet. But they did find that it is biosynthesized, but we do get some from our diet and also certainly from supplementation. And part of what we're going to talk about probably later on is as we grow older, our body's ability to biosynthesize it goes down, as well as its capability to produce the very important ubiquinol form.
Okay, so let's first talk about the different forms of the original CoQ10, the ubiquinone. We had dry capsules, and you know, we had tablets. We had then we had soft gelatin capsules and emulsified forms. You know, the dose started off at 10 milligrams. Now we're into the hundreds. You know, give us a little overview of all of that.
Okay. Part of the evolution of that, actually the very first commercialized form of coenzyme Q10 was in Japan as a drug for congestive heart failure. And, of course, the utility of it in terms of health benefits was noticed, and it's been available for quite some time in the ubiquinone, the oxidized form. And as you mentioned, Arnie, there were many different forms. First, the powdered form. But this is a lipid-soluble material, and so absorption is relatively low. So formulations have been played with and developed over the years in terms of its evolution and has increased bioavailability. What's really been important over the past 3 to 5 years is the optimization of the analytical methods to really tell how much CoQ10 is in the plasma. That's what's made a difference, and it showed that some of these formulas really do make a difference. Most importantly, it shows that the higher your levels are in the plasma, the more that is incorporated into your tissues.
Okay, so it's important to get that, obviously, to get the CoQ10 not just into the plasma, the blood, but into the tissues as well.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. Okay, Don, did you have any questions you wanted to give Dr. Barry?
Well, he's explained what CoQ10 is, and we've touched on the difference between the two forms, but who needs it? You know, we're talking now we're getting into use as a supplement. Who needs to take a CoQ10 and why?
Okay, very good question, especially the why part. And if I explain that first, or at least attempt to, it'll indicate who needs it. Probably the best way to put it is that when we're young and healthy, say in our late teens, early 20s, we biosynthesize and reduce. When I say reduce, that forms the ubiquinol form in our body.
Okay, we don't mean lose weight either. We mean not.
It doesn't mean decline. It's just a chemical term. It means it's actually the active antioxidant form. As we grow older, though, our body's capability of biosynthesizing coenzyme Q10 as well as the reduction, and again, I mean that in terms of forming ubiquinol, which I'll get to talking about in a little while, declines significantly. So as we grow older, we need to supplement even more. And part of what's shown is that as we take more CoQ10 as we grow older, let's say a 60-year-old, 65-year-old person as opposed to a 20-year-old person could take the same dose, but would actually the older person would absorb more because they actually need more.
Oh, that's interesting.
So basically,
studies have shown that.
Yeah, so basically we have two problems getting the CoQ10 into its active tissue form. One is the absorption right off the bat, okay? Regardless of the form, we have to absorb it. But once it gets absorbed, what you're telling us is that then it has to be converted in the body from the oxidized form, ubiquinone, into the reduced form to really be active. And that ability to make that change decreases with age as well. So we kind of have two strikes against us the older we get.
Right, and that's the critical point, actually, what you just brought up. And that's where the new ubiquinol, I think just so that it's not confusing to the listeners, maybe if we call conventional coenzyme Q10, as we've known it over the last 30 years, QX, and the new ubiquinol, QH. Maybe that'll make it more confusing.
When the lab measures the coenzyme Q level, what are they measuring?
They usually measure three things. The QH to total coenzyme Q10 level, because that ratio has been shown to change chronologically with age, one of the first markers of aging. Also, total coenzyme Q10. And what was the third one is the combination of both QH and total CoQ10.
But the we think that the clinical efficacy is really the amount of QH.
Yes, studies have shown, and this is one thing I should emphasize, ubiquinol, or QH, has been known as long as regular coenzyme Q10. which was discovered over 50 years ago. It's only been made commercially available in the last couple of years, and that's because of its sensitivity to oxygen and light. It's easily oxidized. I'm sorry, once again, for the QA.
Yeah, which are they measuring so that when we do a study and we correlate improvement with coenzyme Q levels,
right,
we're looking at the QH.
Yeah, studies have shown, and the reason I mentioned this has been known for 50 years, is that the predominant form in a healthy organism, in a healthy human, is the ubiquinol form. In the plasma of a young, healthy person, over 90% is in a ubiquinol form. It varies from tissue to tissue, from 60 to 40 to 80%, depending on which tissue it is, but the predominant form in a healthy individual, in a healthy cell, is the reduced form.
Okay. Did we get back to the answer to one of Don's questions about who really needs CoQ10?
Okay.
Use for lack of a better term, disease conditions,
okay,
would be benefited by CoQ10.
Okay. It's been shown that the ubiquinol to total CoQ10 ratio goes down with age, but also with oxidative insult and with age-related diseases, especially cardiovascular, neurodegenerative, diabetes, et cetera. The rule of thumb is that many studies have been shown that once you eat, and this isn't cast in stone, but once you reach the age of about 40, your capability of biosynthesizing and reducing CoQ10 starts to go down. Although other studies have shown that that actually starts when you're about 20 years old with a slow continuous decline. So probably the best way to put it is if you're in your mid-30s, say, and you're taking regular coenzyme Q10, you might want to consider taking ubiquinol or QH. Or if you're suffering from a metabolic disease such as diabetes, cardiovascular, neurodegenerative diseases, you would definitely want to switch over to the ubiquinol. It's been shown that taking ubiquinol one-on-one, direct comparison to conventional coenzyme Q10, results in higher plasma levels.
Okay, that's very important. I'll tell you what, before we continue,
you take the break, Ronnie, can I just say one thing?
Please.
I just want to emphasize for the listeners out there, as you can probably tell, Dr. Barry knows CoQ10. You folks have a great chance now to get answers about any question you have on CoQ10 from somebody who really knows what he's talking about. Facts, not marketing hype, okay? So Arnie's going to give you the phone number in just a minute to call in. This is a really great opportunity to call in with your questions. Yes, we're going to ask about statin drugs, and we're going to ask about a congestive heart failure. But here is your chance. If you have any questions about CoQ10, supplements, what it's for, how to use it, anything, take advantage of this opportunity to talk to somebody who really knows, okay? I'm sorry, Arnie, the microphone is back in your head.
Okay, and the number, as Don promised, is 1-800-321-0710. 1-800-321-0710. This is Arnie Gitomer.
This is Don Goldberg.
And Dr. Richard Podell.
Special guest, Dr. Bob Barry, will all be back after these messages. New Zealand black currant is the king of the superfruits due to its high concentration of unique polyphenols. New Zealand black currants are the most potent way to promote healthy eye function by renewing the rhodopsin pigment your eyes need to see in dark or dim light, thus alleviating eye fatigue caused by computer screens. Renewed rhodopsin also reduces the floaters associated with long-term exposure to computers and similar screen technologies. New Zealand black currants contain an extraordinarily high level of special anthocyanins because of the strength of the New Zealand sun. These flavonoids also have a high ORAC value, oxygen radical absorbing capacity. New Zealand means the purest as well as the most potent black currant that only New Zealand's clean environment and exposure to the southern latitude's super strong sun rays make possible. It's never too early to look out for the eyes that look out for you. Ask for Jarrow Formula's black currant extract in capsules, our Vision Optimizer formula, or our famous 4-to-1 juice concentrates. Visit www.jarrow.com. That's J-A-R-R-O-W, the name for New Zealand black currant super formulas. And I want to point out that black currant and everything else in the Jarrow line is now on sale at 25% off at Wilner Chemists. And I also want to remind you that if you're looking for the best selection of nutritional supplements and professional guidance on what to take and how to take them, you should stop by Wilner Chemists. Selection and professional guidance is not all you'll find. We have great discount prices at Wilner Chemists as well. In addition to our everyday 20% discounts, we're always running special sales. And we have a new sale now. Actually, it's about midway through the sale. And some examples are Doctor's Best, 40% off the entire line. Source Naturals American Health, 35% off. Country Life, Nature's Way, Natural Factors, 30% off all entire lines. And there's much more. Check out the full sale listing at our website, www.wilner.com.
Do you have our current product reference catalog? Do you have our current sale flyer? Well, you can pick one up at any Wilner Chemist store. They're free. If you're not on the Wilner Chemist mailing list, you can be. Just call 1-800-633-1106 and choose option number 3. That number again is 1-800-633-1106. Or you can request a copy by visiting our website, www.wilner.com, and subscribing online. Of course, the best thing is to visit us live at either of our two stores in Manhattan or our store in Atlanta. In Manhattan, our Midtown store is at 100 Park Avenue. That's 41st and Park, just a block south of Grand Central Terminal. Our downtown store is at 253 Broadway, near the corner of Murray Street, right across from City Hall. In Atlanta, we're conveniently located right in the heart of Buckhead at 2900 Peachtree Road. Wilner Chemists, the nutritional supplement professionals, will start taking your calls in just a moment. Are you confused about red yeast rice? On the one hand, ongoing research shows that it is, in fact, effective in lowering cholesterol. On the other hand, you also keep hearing about problems with certain brands of red yeast rice. What should you do? Well, if you've been listening to our show, you know that we've done some checking. We have mentioned some brands we feel measure up to the levels of potency and purity that you should be looking for. One of those brands is Doctor's Best. So we worked out a deal for you. We are offering Doctor's Best red yeast rice at one-half price for a limited time. That's right, one-half price. They have two forms of red yeast rice, a 600-milligram veggie cap, 120 per bottle, and a 120-milligram tablet in a 60-tablet size. Both are now on sale at Wilner Chemists at one-half price. This is a deal you don't want to pass up. Doctor's Best, red yeast rice, 600-milligram veggie caps, or 1,200-milligram tablets, now on sale at Wilner Chemists, one-half price.
Not only is Doctor's Best red yeast rice on sale, but the rest of the Doctor's Best line is on sale at 40% off list price at Wilner Chemists.
Gregory, it's me, your mother. If you're there, pick up. Are you taking your chiolic aged garlic extract? You'd better be. I already told you about its benefits. The improved circulation, how it's a strong antioxidant and helpful against cancer. And chiolic reduces your cholesterol. Do you want to end up like your Uncle Frank? No, of course you don't. It's organically grown, and it won't give you bad breath or body odor. I know people your age are concerned about such things. Oh, did I mention it enhances your immune system? You'll live longer. Do you need me to bring you some, Gregory? Really, I don't mind driving on the highway, even at night. So please call me. Let me know you're okay. Or if you need more chiolic aged garlic extract. I love you.
Moms love chiolic as much as they love you. Available wherever fine nutritional supplements are sold. Visit www.chiolic.com for more information or call 1-800-421-2998 for a free sample.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back, Arnie Gitomer, along with Don Goldberg and Dr. Richard Podell, our special guest, Bob Barry. Hey, Don, I heard you chuckle when you were reading about the sale. You said, come visit us live.
Yeah, well,
as far as
we don't want to have customers come in on a stretcher, you know.
That's right. But, feet first. Okay.
By the way, before you continue, Arnie, there's one more thing I thought maybe we should just make sure everybody understands about Konica and CoQ10. You know, we understand this, but I'm not sure all the consumers do. You know, all the companies that you folks buy products from, the different labels, from Blue Bonnet to Doctor's Best to Jarrow to Enzymatic Therapy to Nutricology, Now Foods, Progressive Labs, all of these companies, they don't actually make the CoQ10. They purchase CoQ10 from a company like Conica and package it under their label. So Dr. Barry is with the company that actually makes the material, okay? And that's why I'm trying to impress you with the importance of asking him your questions.
Yeah. I think as long as you mentioned that, I understand that there are coenzyme Qs on the market that are not made by this method, are not made by Conica, are made by Chinese companies. And my question is, how do you tell the difference?
I don't know, Arnie, if you want to address that.
How do you tell the difference? A lot of the companies who use Conica CoQ10, well, first of all the QH, the ubiquinol, is made by Conica.
Right.
Okay. Q10s can be made by Conica. They can be made by a couple of other reputable Japanese companies. I think Mitsubishi, another Japanese company, also makes CoQ10. But as far as the, let's say, the other CoQ10s that aren't as good, perhaps, that may come from other countries,
It's the same as everything else. You have to stick with trustworthy brands that you can trust. I mean, if you go into a Kresge's and buy a bottle of 100 milligram CoQ10 that sells for $2.50, you know, you deserve what you get.
There you go.
But, you know, if you stick with the brands, with the kinds of brands that we talk about and everything, then, you know, I think you can pretty much be assured that they're only dealing with quality products. They aren't going to risk their reputations.
Well, if I can interject, just one thing that would help, especially in terms of ubiquinol, the QH, you can go on to ConicaQH.com, and they have a listing of the products, the brands that carry ubiquinol. That's ConicaQH.com.
Yeah, I'm looking at that page right now, and just for the customer's information, I'll mention some of the brands that we carry that utilize the Conica QH, Blue Bonnet, Doctor's Best, Enzymatic Therapy, Jarrow Formulas, Life Extension, Nutricology or Allergy Research Group, Now Foods, Olympian Labs, Progressive Labs, Source Naturals, Tishcon, and I guess that's it. Vitamin Research?
It, yeah.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Now let's talk to James from Philadelphia.
Good afternoon to all of you guys.
Hi.
I'm calling. I can't believe I'm calling because you're talking about one of my, well, base and favorite nutritional supplements. I'm glad you have, looks like, the man on.
He's the man.
Okay, Dr. Barry, I have a question about the delivery system of CoQ10. And when Arnie was reading the companies, he mentioned Now Foods. Now Foods has a liquid CoQ10. And I've always wanted to know from somebody, you're the guy, is a liquid delivery system, in terms of the delivery system,
efficacious?
Yes,
yeah.
Efficacious as other forms of CoQ10.
Or
any better, right. And also, the brand, the Sogar, brand that you guys have just started promoting, that sounds very, very good. And I want, tell me about their new form.
I'll tell you what, James. We need to pause for a break, including a traffic check. So this is Arnie Gotomer along with Don Goldberg and Dr. Richard Podell. We will be back after these messages.
Hi, this is Dr. Michael Murray, co-author of Hunger Free Forever, your guide to achieving your ideal body weight without feeling hungry. The centerpiece of our program is a special dietary supplement known as PGX. This unique, all-natural product has an incredible effect in stabilizing blood sugar levels and promoting the feeling of satiety so you consume fewer calories effortlessly. We have found that if you can help control a person's appetite, weight loss is very easy to achieve. It is that simple. PGX is completely safe and extremely effective, making it the perfect companion to any weight loss program. For more information on PGX, go to your local health food store or visit HungerFreeForever.com online.
And good news, PGX Daily is now on sale at Wilner Chemist at 25% off list price.
News Talk Radio 710 WOR.
The B vitamins are crucial to optimal health and energy production. Many of us take a B-complex vitamin supplement, but are we really getting the full benefit? Country Life takes the guesswork out of B-complex supplementation with their product, Coenzyme B-complex Capsules. This hypoallergenic vegetarian B-complex formula from Country Life contains the active coenzyme forms of the B vitamins, the form that needs no conversion in the body. It's ready to go right out of the bottle. Coenzyme B-complex from Country Life also contains alpha-lipoic acid, phosphatidylcholine, inositol, and other important B vitamin cofactors. So make sure you get the full power of your B vitamin supplementation. Take Coenzyme B Complex Capsules from Country Life. Country Life Vitamins, leaders in the field of nutrition for over 36 years. All Country Life Vitamins are available at Wilner Chemist, discount priced, of course.
Now let's get a check on the traffic.
And as we hit the roads, we had some earlier problems on the Belt Parkway, still doing some road work. Eastbound side, just after Springfield Boulevard, left lane is blocked off with emergency road work. Westbound side, a bit slow as you head in towards the Van Wyck Expressway. Elsewhere in the five boroughs, Cross Bronx Expressway slows eastbound side, GW Bridge heading in towards Jerome Avenue. Although an earlier accident gone, westbound side a bit slow, Bronx River Parkway heading in towards 3rd Avenue. Looks like we're okay over at the GW Bridge heading into town, maybe a 5-minute wait into the tolls. Lincoln and Holland tunnels appear to be in good shape you as well. No problems getting across the Tappan Zee Bridge. Traveling in the Garden State, Turnpike Parkway overall in very good shape. In North Brunswick, Route 1 northbound side of 130, you've got a missing manhole cover causing some delays. This report is sponsored by Sublet.com. Tenants, landlords, and roommates, you can find great deals on apartments and rooms at Sublet.com. Posting rentals at Sublet.com is free for short and long-term rentals. The best deals are at Sublet.com. Bill Powers, WOR Traffic.
I want to tell you about a new product from Allergy Research Group called Flowey, P-H-L-O-E, a unique supplement for optimal gut health. Flowey is 100% natural kiwi fruit extract that has been clinically shown to support regularity and long-term digestive health. Flowey contains an enzyme complex called zeaxanthin. Here's how it works. It gently stimulates motility and helps normalize bowel transit time. It supports the growth of probiotic bacteria in the gut, and it promotes regularity and long-term digestive health. Flowey promotes gentle and sustained mild softening of the stool without causing diarrhea, urgency, or cramping. Flowey can be used long-term, and it will continue to gently support motility without overstimulation. Flowey from Allergy Research Group in capsules or tablets, now available from Wilner Chemists, discount priced, of course.
This is News Talk Radio 710 WOR.
Hi, this is Dr. Sally Bird. Are you aging too fast? Did you know that at 30 years old, your body starts reducing its collagen production, and by the time you're 50, you've already lost 30%? This impacts the way you age. I have with me today my good friend Dr. Vanessa, a dedicated research scientist, to tell you what you can do.
I'm Dr. Vanessa. I have been conducting clinical case studies for the past 15 years on a wide variety of diseases and advanced disorders. My advanced anti-aging 3 collagen formula may help repair and renew cells for firmer, younger-looking skin with reduced fine lines and wrinkles at any age. It also helps to promote restful sleep, healthy joints, bone density, weight loss, and body shaping with improved immune function.
Redefine your aging process with Anti-Aging 3 Collagen. Start today. See the difference.
Hi, this is Don Goldberg. I just want to remind you that you are listening to a rebroadcast of a program that originally ran on January the 18th. So, some of the ads and the sale discounts may no longer be in effect. Thanks and enjoy the program.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back, Arnie Gotomer, along with Dr. Richard Podell, and my partner and good buddy, Don Goldberg, and our special guest, Dr. Bob Barry. James, you still there?
Yes, I'm still here.
Okay, let's have your question once again.
Yes, okay. I wanted to know about liquid forms.
All right, the liquid CoQ10, system. Dr. Barry.
They've been shown, I haven't seen a lot of research on them, but they do show some level, a little bit higher bioavailability. Of course, they're just a solubilized CoQ10. It's not easy to do. So it's a unique formula probably for both companies. You just have to remember that this is a lipid-soluble material, and so there's going to be a natural limitation with the absorbance of this material, although it can be enhanced to some degree by these formulas.
Let me add a couple comments. As Dr. Barry pointed out, if you read the instructions on the Now Food website for that product, they also recommend, if possible, taking it with some oil or some oil-containing foods. There are some. And also, I wanted to make sure that you understood that that product is not a ubiquinol. That is the regular, conventional form of CoQ10, okay? Ubiquinone. So you are losing something right off the bat from that standpoint. The other question is, what else are you gaining? Well, let me rephrase that. One more thing you can be losing with a liquid product, of course, is stability. Each time you open up that liquid, even if you refrigerate it and so forth, you are risking some loss in potency as time goes on. And what are you gaining? Well, maybe you're gaining a little bit more solubility, maybe not. Maybe it gets into your bloodstream a few minutes more quickly. But, you know, soft gels dissolve pretty good. Once they dissolve, you have the same thing.
Right. I think a very important all of that makes a lot of sense. Again, this is a lipid-soluble material, but hands down, every study so far that has compared directly ubiquinol, QH, to QX, regular coenzyme Q10, results in significantly higher plasma levels with a dose-related response.
Yeah, so if you're looking for something that you know is going to get into the bloodstream more quickly, be more active, faster, and everything else, really what you need to do is go to ubiquinol rather than any form of ubiquinone.
Okay, James, thanks for that call.
Okay.
All right, next we have Brooks calling from Manhattan.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi. I want to say, first of all, that I adore the Conica CoQ10. And it's my understanding that most of the research, like the NIH research that's done on CoQ10, is actually your CoQ10?
Oh, absolutely. Over almost 98% worldwide of the thousands of papers that have been done on CoQ10 are on Conica CoQ10.
Okay, good. I love it, so I wanted to make sure that was out there. I have two questions. One, will Bioparin increase the utilization of CoQ10? And two, my parents and I each take 200 milligrams of dry CoQ10 a day. 10% of it is the ubiquinol, so it's 20 milligrams ubiquinol, and the rest is the ubiquinone. Is that the appropriate ratio for us, or should we be changing that ratio?
Okay. Actually, it really doesn't make sense to, at least from my perspective, metabolically, physiologically, to take both. You're much better off just taking the ubiquinol. Mm-hmm. And a maintenance dose of ubiquinol would be about 100 milligrams, minimum of 50 milligrams a day. That's the best way to go, and that's been shown in research to be the most effective, not just in terms of plasma levels, but in terms of the physiological response as well.
Okay, so we should just cut out the ubiquinone and just switch over to a straight old ubiquinol.
That's what I would suggest.
Okay. Okay, great. And the other thing is, does Bioparin, I think, is in the doctor's best formula.
Yeah, it's Bioparin or Bioparin. Basically, what it is, it's an extract of black pepper. And the thought was that it would create an increase of microcirculation in the stomach, and that might enhance the absorption of the CoQ10. Now, they did show enhanced absorption with Bioparin with some other substances, but I don't know that it's been shown to enhance CoQ10 specifically.
Okay.
So that's the best answer I can give you.
Okay, thank you so much, and thank you for having this wonderful man on your show.
All right,
and
wonderful.
Have a great day.
Speaking of the wonderful man, you know, those of you who might want to read a little bit more about more information prepared by Dr. Barry in our current product reference catalog, we have published a couple articles that were written by him. So if you have our current reference catalog, look in the index. You'll see CoQ10, and those articles are by Dr. Barry. I'm going to also ask Dr. Barry after the show if I can get permission to publish. He sent me a true-false test. I want to maybe publish that in the next catalog if he'll give me an okay. We'll let you folks take a CoQ10 IQ test.
Okay.
Since you're on that line, there's also a booklet that I wrote called The Power of QH, Ubiquinol. You can see the information for that not only on the Konica site, but I believe that booklet is also sold at Wilmer Kemp's.
Yeah, we have it. That's right, The Power of QH.
All right. Now, before you go to the next call on you. Dr. Barry, you know, Brooks brought up kind of an interesting question. You know, we don't really know how old she was. Maybe she's, you know, she sounded young and vibrant and everything. Maybe she's only like 25 years old or something, and maybe she doesn't have any actual health problems, so she's not using CoQ10 for a therapeutic purpose. Would somebody in that category, young, just taking it as part of their general multivitamin regimen, can they get away with just taking a regular CoQ10? Obviously, regular CoQ10 manufactured by Konica, but the regular ubiquinone form of CoQ10.
A year ago, I would have said yes, they could go with conventional coenzyme Q10, but there's been a number of studies, only a handful so far, but direct comparisons of regular coenzyme Q10 and ubiquinol, QH, with both. Initially, it was with older individuals, older being defined as 65 to 85 and younger, 25 to 35. Absorption was much greater in the older contingent, but it was significant, up to 2 to 3 times higher in the younger group. There's also a small case study that was just been done. It hasn't been published yet, but the results of it, the whole idea of it was to look at young boomers, baby boomers. These are people from 28 to 45 to see whether or not ubiquinol, QH, did make a difference in terms of absorption, bioavailability, and plasma levels. And it did, 2 to 3 times more. So if that's what you're looking for, and you're looking for really for the effect of coenzyme Q10, QH or ubiquinol is the way to go, regardless of your age.
Very interesting. Thank
okay.
you.
Thanks, Dr. Barry. All right, next we have Hillary calling from her car in New Jersey. Hi, Hillary.
Hi, how are you? Thanks for taking my call. I'm a pharmaceutical rep, and I sell one of the statin products, and doctors frequently recommend CoQ10 to alleviate the muscle-related side effects. So I was wondering if you could give your thoughts on that, also explaining how that works, and as far as dosing regimens, you know, some people say, do you see the statin for 2 weeks, add 400 milligrams. Other people say, add it on, you know, without stopping the statin. But I just wanted to get your thoughts on that.
Okay. Dr. Barry.
Well, basically, just in terms of taking a statin, if you think about those are HMG-CoA reductase inhibitors, what a statin does is, and they're very good drugs. They've been a blockbuster drug. They've been shown to very effectively treat hypercholesterolemia. So they're very effective in lowering cholesterol, but not very selective. the same biochemical pathway in our bodies that produces cholesterol also produces, it branches off to coenzyme Q10. So if you take a statin, it not only knocks out cholesterol, it also knocks out CoQ10. And if you think about its function in terms of being part of cellular respiration and cellular energy, if that's depleted, and especially in something like the heart, then its aerobic capacity will necessarily decline. Also in skeletal muscle, as you talked about myopathy, fatigue, and muscle pain. So that, you know, that could be a cause also. It's not really known what the cause is. There is a publication that just came out this past year that actually done in New York that utilized CoQ10 for statin users and showed that it did relieve up to almost 40% in terms of myopathy and fatigue and that type of thing. More studies are coming, and in fact, there's one that's due up this year using ubiquinol.
So are they suggesting or just hypothesizing at this point that there's a causal relationship between the statin decreasing the CoQ10 and the muscle-related side effects, which is why adding it back in would decrease myopathy?
Yes.
Is that
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm
sorry. Go ahead.
I was just. What kind of dosing regimens are you typically recommending, or have you?
Actually, I try not, as a research scientist, I try not to recommend dosaging at all, and it really depends on what statin you're taking.
As Dr. Barry says, as a representative directly of Conacher, it's probably a little difficult for him to say as well.
But Dr. Podell is here.
Yes, that's right.
I'm going to say. Now that I know that we can get coenzyme Q measured, but not by all labs, only by some labs, then the intelligent thing is to measure the level before, see if you need it, and then measure it after until you get it into the right range.
Yeah, okay. But don't you have to go by symptoms as well? If somebody has myopathy and they have a good level of CoQ10, maybe they need more.
Yes, but again, you want to know what range. But for if you're just going ahead and doing something Dr. Barry, if you agree, I think 200 milligrams of ubiquinol would be a reasonable starting place.
For the ubiquinol, yes.
I think what Konica has been recommending is your loading dose of QH anywhere from 200 to 300 milligrams a day for, 1 or 2 weeks, and then maybe dropping down to 100 milligrams a day of ubiquinol as a maintenance dose.
Right, and they do that because research shows that after 3 weeks it plateaus in your plasma, but that's for a healthy individual.
Uh-huh. We haven't spoken about people. So, and you assume that somebody taking a statin is unhealthy that standard?
Let's say they're a candidate.
Oh, okay.
Thank you so much for taking my call.
Hillary, thanks for taking the time to call. Okay, we're going to pause for another short break. Phone number in the studio, 1-800-321-0710. This is Arnie Gitomer.
This is Don Goldberg.
This is Dr. Richard Podell.
Our special guest, Dr. Bob Barry. And now we're going to pause for a moment to bring you an educational minute from Dr. Duffy Mackay, brought to you by Nordic Naturals, the makers of high-quality fish oil supplements.
Hello, this is Dr. Duffy Mackay with a nutrition update. Did you know that omega-3 fatty acids are functional nutrients that help balance blood sugar and maintain healthy body weight? There once was a time when scientists thought that dietary fatty acids were just a source of calories. Discoveries over the past 3 decades have shown that specific omega-3 fatty acids have important roles in improving metabolism and supporting healthy body weight. The liver plays a central role in metabolism and adapts quickly to changes in dietary fat composition. This adaptation involves changes in the expression of genes involved in how the body processes sugar and fat. Research shows that omega-3 fats promote healthy blood sugar levels, lower triglyceride levels, and promote fat burning and improve blood vessel function. Take advice from the American Heart Association and the American Diabetes Association and make sure you are getting at least 1 gram of omega-3 fats per day to support healthy metabolism. Thank you for listening to another nutrition update from me, Dr. Duffy Mackay.
A quick word to let you know that the entire Nordic Natural line is now on sale at Wilner Chemists at 20% off list price.
What is CoQ10? It's a fat-soluble enzyme cofactor naturally found in almost every cell in your body. CoQ10 has a role in cellular energy production, and it is an important antioxidant. In fact, this antioxidant function is now thought to perhaps be its most important function. This is where a new form of CoQ10, ubiquinol, comes into play. Conoco has been making a natural CoQ10, ubiquinone, for over 30 years. Now they have developed a new CoQ10, a reduced form called ubiquinol that is much more powerful antioxidant and is more readily absorbed and distributed throughout the body. Ubiquinol is actually the active antioxidant form of CoQ10. As we age or suffer the effects of excessive oxidative stress, our body's ability to form its own CoQ10 and convert it to the active ubiquinol form is diminished. Conoco calls this product Conoco QH, and they supply it to other companies for use in supplements. Look for ubiquinol on your supplement labeled the new high-potency CoQ10 from Conoco.
Achoo! Sometimes, no matter how hard you try to avoid it, you catch a cold or the flu. Well, now you can recover faster with Umka Cold Care from Nature's Way. This revolutionary, natural, homeopathic product actually helps speed your recovery, allowing you to get better faster. Unlike most medicines that simply mask symptoms, Umka Cold Care actually helps you recover faster, letting you get back to yourself and your life again. Umka is clinically tested and comes from a potent plant species in South Africa. Sometimes you can't avoid getting sick, but you can recover faster with Umka, the unique sounding product with the amazing benefits. Also, look for the new Umka Cold and Flu, a synergistic formula that relieves both colds and flu. Umka Cold and Flu combines two clinically tested homeopathic formulas into one potent remedy. Umka formulas are available exclusively from Nature's Way. Get better faster with Umka, the unique sounding product with the amazing benefits. Umka and all Nature's Way products are available at the Wilner Chemist, discount priced, of course.
And Umka, along with everything else in the Nature's Way product line, is now on sale at 30% off list price at Wilner Chemists.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back, Arnie Gatomer, along with Don Goldberg and Dr. Richard Prodell, our special guest, Dr. Bob Barry. And I want to tell you that this portion of the Wilner Window is being brought to you by Nature's Way. When you come down with a cold, think of Umka Cold Care from Nature's Way, now on sale at Wilner Chemists at 30% off list price. All right, getting back to the phones, our next caller is Barbara Ann from Larchmont, New York.
I have two questions. One is, what's the difference between synthetic and extracted, and is your product either one or which one?
Actually, there's three different types of methods of deriving coenzyme Q10. One is fermentation from yeast, and that's what Conoco has done for over 40 years now, actually. And that's shown to be the most bioidentical to what we make. There's two other methods that are utilized for commercialization, and that's a synthetic method. That utilizes actually a derivative of tobacco called solanosol. And the other one is a fermentation method from bacteria. Both of those result in CoQ10, but sometimes there could be problems in terms of how well they purify away either from the tobacco derivative or from the bacteria. They also produce what's called, what we produce in our own bodies is a certain isomer. There's two different isomers, a trans and a cis. We only have an active trans form that we biosynthesize and that, as far as we know, is utilized and recognized in our body. Those other two forms do produce some cis. In fact, that's how you can tell which one it is, at least analytically.
Okay, so those are the different methods, Barbara.
Yes, I have another question.
Okay.
In taking CoQ10, in the beginning you said about age differences between 25 and 35 and over, getting higher and higher. And our whole family listens to this program every weekend. So it's very important that one take it in one way and another in another way. Can you take it early in the morning? I run out to work, so does my husband. And we don't have that much time to, you know, make coffee and cereal and all that. Can you take it early in the morning as soon as you get up before you brush your teeth?
Oh, absolutely. The best way to take it, though, and if you can't have breakfast, and this is what I do, is just take it with a dollop, like a tablespoon or a teaspoon of peanut butter.
Wow.
And then you're all set. But it's actually better to take it in a couple doses as opposed to one dose. Say if you take 200 milligrams, take one around breakfast then and then one around lunchtime.
Before or after? I'm sorry.
It's always better because it's a lipid-soluble material is to have it with a meal. But if you can't, then, you know, like something like peanut butter or something with it, it always helps.
It's helpful. Now, if you take that over a long period of time, they say that certain supplements, if you take them over a long period of time, which people do, then you stop the manufacturing of it in your body.
No, actually, that's always been a question, and especially at some of the levels that it's been taken for people with, say, Parkinson's and Huntington's disease. Studies have been done to show that it has no effect on the biosynthetic capability. It doesn't up or down regulate it.
Thank you so much. Thank you, fellas.
Okay, Barbara Ann, thanks for the call.
Dr. Barry, you mentioned breakfast and lunch specifically. Any reason why you couldn't take one of your dosages at the dinner?
Oh, sure.
Okay, I'm just curious because I didn't know if you had a special reason for not mentioning dinner or not.
The only reason I mentioned it, and this probably doesn't apply to adults, because I take it at night often also, is that, remember, this is also helps to produce energy in your body, in every cell in your body, but this is sustainable energy. It's not like the crash and burn that you get from some of the power drinks that are out there now.
Interesting. Okay, let's say hello to Anna from Newark, New Jersey.
Yes, doctor. I would like to know what you would recommend, how many milligrams you would recommend of the CoQ10 for someone who has congestive heart failure, who's in her 80s, and is taking diuretics and digoxin. I understand that there's no interaction, but I mean, what would be the recommended dosage to start with?
Actually, I typically won't recommend a dosing level, but maybe the doctor here.
Dr. Podell.
Yes, I will.
Okay, Dr. Podell.
I'm reading from the paper that was published on congestive heart failure. The average dose was 580 milligrams a day of ubiquinol.
Okay.
And the range was 450 to 900.
Was that ubiquinone or ubiquinol?
Ubiquinol, the good stuff.
Ubiquinol. Okay.
Right. So that basically it looks like they went up high enough until they got the blood level of ubiquinol to be where they wanted it.
I see.
You have to, ideally, you're going to need a laboratory to help you till you can tell to where you're at the optimum level.
Right. Okay. Two things. In that same paper, they indicate, and it's on a preliminary basis, that the therapeutic level, plasma level, is 3.5 micrograms per mil. And it was only attainable in many of these patients using ubiquinol.
Not the other kind. Okay.
That's right. Well, actually, this was a direct comparison. These were patients that were already on the conventional CoQ10, significant difference with the ubiquinol. In addition to that, there has been no adverse side effects ever reported for ubiquinone or ubiquinol at any dose. So you really don't have to worry, as far as I know.
Or any interaction exactly with the actual drugs.
Right. They even indicate in the paper, because all of these patients were taking Coumadin, and even at these levels, there was no adverse reaction.
That's important.
Okay. All right. Next caller is Mary Ann from Atlanta, Georgia.
Hello.
Hi.
Thanks for taking my call.
Mary Ann, we just have about 30 seconds left, so what's your question, and then we'll get to it after the next...
I have tachycardia. I have recently purchased CoQ10 Jarrow from Wilna here in Atlanta.
Right.
But it is not. It's ubiquinone.
Okay.
Ubiquinone. Excuse me. 100 milligrams.
Okay. All right. Very good. Mary Ann, we'll get to answer your question in a few minutes. Right now, we have to pause for a brief message from Essential Formulas.
Hear what integrative physician and best-selling author Fred Pescatore has to say about the importance of probiotics to your digestive health.
No matter what health issues may be troubling you, think about supporting your friendly bacteria as part of the remedy. Our good bacteria make important vitamins, help digest our food, detoxify harmful substances, balance hormones, build immunity, fight off disease-causing bacteria, and much more. It's easy to see why restoring gut flora often makes a profound improvement in health, even for persons who don't think they have a digestive concern. And my choice for restoring gut flora is Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus. It's what I use and recommend to my patients. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus. It's that good.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is available at Wilner Chemists or on the web at wilner.com. That's Wilner Chemist Stores or at wilner.com. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus. Get it today.
Okay, this portion of the Wilner Window has been brought to you by Nature's Way. When you come down with a cold, think of Umka Cold Care from Nature's Way. Okay, I just want to remind you folks who are listening, and if you're not listening, I can't remind you. I just want to remind you folks that this is a two-hour show, and we will be back at about 5.5 minutes after 3 o'clock. Those of you who are on the phones, please stay right there, and we will get to your questions. And, of course, Dr. Barry will be back at the for the second hour, and we'll be talking about some other new developments in the cardiovascular aspects using ubiquinol. See you at 5 after 3.
It's time to draw the curtains on this portion of the Wilner Window. Stay tuned for the second hour, coming up right after the break for the news. The Wilner Window is brought to you by Wilner Chemists, New York's oldest and largest nutritional pharmacy.